Hello, this is Warren Wandling, the host of How to Become an Obstacle Buster interview series. And today I have a very interesting guest with us, Nikki Kehohoho. Nikki is a founder of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance. Nikki began her career as a direct seller more than 30 years ago. Today she teaches and motivates direct sellers around the world through her workshops, seminars, and tapes. She has been a successful distributor, a corporate executive, a consultant for hundreds of corporations, including many of the industry-leading companies. Through her conference training and keynote addresses, Nikki is known for inspiring audiences to greater achievement with her enthusiasm, passion, and industry insight. Her innovative workshops are filled with content and exercises that teach direct sellers how to perfect the skills that yield lasting success. Nikki, we are so glad to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Warren. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you on the call with us today. And as you know, this call is all about how to become an obstacle buster. But I first want our listeners to know a little more about your organization. So could you please tell us more about your organization, the Direct Selling Women's Alliance?
Absolutely, Warren. The DSWA launched in February 2003. We had actually worked for 2 years prior to that, just writing and getting ready to launch in a big way. So when it came out, we had centers for direct sellers that are first only, so you can go in there and learn about coaching and success strategies and prosperity. And there's a learning library that's filled with articles and audio archives from classes that we do every week. So it is a one-stop shop for resources and education for all direct sellers. And it is called the Direct Selling Women's Alliance because women, working with women was our passion. And when we started DSWA across the board in direct selling, 70% of all direct sellers were women. Well, every year that has grown, and today we are at 85.2% of all direct sellers are women in the U.S., and where we are also quite strong in Australia, where 91% of all direct sellers are women. So we feel we've made a difference in that area, but we love you enlightened men, Warren.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know that with what you offer, definitely a resource for direct sellers, really to help them break through those obstacles in their life to become successful within the industry.
Yes, absolutely.
So what primary factors would you say most contributed into your success?
I really believe I had such a clear vision and a purpose for my life. I knew what I was meant to do. I guess I was preparing myself for this for most of my life, learning and watching and observing and understanding this profession in particular. I'd been a teacher, and as a teacher, I realized that, boy, I could make a difference in that classroom and help those children to feel good about themselves and build their confidence and self-esteem. But many of them went home to dysfunctional families. So when I started teaching or working in the direct selling world, I thought, wow, I can impact these men and women who will make a difference on the children in the world. So I really knew that if I did something big in the direct selling world, that it would have a dramatic impact on children. And I believe that having that in mind, that vision, that purpose, that emotional why behind everything, along with perseverance and just pure dedication and strong work ethic, all that has become a reality.
Wow, that's really exciting. It sounds like really, Nikki, kind of come from a full circle, still impacting, you know, the children, which was, it sounds like you're a passionate and still is, but being able to impact the home life, so that lasting change will go on for generations.
Absolutely, and it's so wonderful to see, you know, these young folks coming into direct selling, and maybe they're lacking in confidence, they haven't had big success someplace else in their life, or a woman or man that gets laid off. Right now we have a lot of folks, 60-plus, that are getting laid off, or they don't have enough retirement money, and they've got all that stress in their life, and they're coming a little bit beaten up into our profession, but yet they find a home here and a place where they can be difference makers. And it's just very rewarding to watch that.
Very good. Well, I believe we all come against different obstacles, but the question really is how to break through those obstacles to make that next level and continue reaching different levels of success. So how do you overcome obstacles on a day-to-day basis?
You know, I've had some very large obstacles in my lifetime, and then every day we have little small ones. I guess when you've had really big things happen, it's sort of like, oh, this is small compared to that. You know, having a very, very sick child or a child who's injured or something where you may lose someone that you love very much, when you have those kinds of obstacles, everything else seems minute compared to that. It just does. So I look today at things that happen and I say, this isn't forever. This is a temporary situation. And if you can look at something and realize there's a way under, around, over, or through this, if you slow down enough to get out of the emotion and into the logic on a solution. Many people get so emotional when something is going wrong and they feel like their life is out of control. So you go take a step back and say, how can I have more control of my own thoughts so I can see the possibilities? There's something I learned and I've developed and I teach a lot of other people about it, and it's called self-coaching. And I truly believe that the quality of the questions you ask yourself are directly in proportion to the quality of your life. So when you ask yourself better questions, like how can I get past this situation? What would it look like on the other side? What would the end result be if this was not in the way? What was this put here for? What am I expected to learn from this experience? How am I going to be a better person when I get through this obstacle? Do you see what I'm saying? See, they're questions that empower you to think beyond that moment. Where a lot of people say, why me? Why does this always happen to me? You know, nothing ever works out. I never have any money. You know, we go through this whole thing and we beat ourselves up, and no wonder we can't see beyond the obstacle. So I believe this business and life has a lot to do with just mental attitude. And if people could learn to control their thoughts, that actions and the positive movement will follow.
Well, that's great insight, Nikki, certainly in reference to asking the right questions so you get the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
So within that, do you think that the challenge, when you ask the right question, sometimes the result or that answer might not be immediate, and since we are in a world of that quick fix, that people then go back to their old habits of asking the wrong questions?
Oh, totally. You know, this takes practice to reframe the way we think and the way we speak. If you're really having a challenge with it, you know, get a rubber band, put it on your arm, and every time you go to, why am I so stupid, snap yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then reframe on the other side saying, you know what am I learning from this? You've got to be aware. The first thing I believe for this whole process to work is an awareness. Sometimes people were raised in families where that was the language that was used. Sometimes they're living with people, a husband, a wife, that uses that type of communication. So it's almost embedded, and we don't even realize we've fallen into that dump. There's a training I do called, it's about enlightened vocabulary. And when you use enlightened vocabulary, you are managing your mind on a regular basis. And you see, energy follows positive thinking. When you take care of your mind, your energy level will be increased. It's like someone that's sick and says, gosh, poor me, I have such a headache. You know, I just want to curl up in a ball and lay down and, you know, nobody loves me. And they go into this depression situation. Well, their whole mind is there. If they made a shift, there could be a difference that could happen, whether it's sitting up, whether it's going for a walk, whether they're saying, what's the most beautiful thing surrounding me today? You know, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia this morning, and I looked out the window, and it was cloudy. And I know some people said, oh, what a cruddy day. It looks awful out there. I know that. I looked out the window and said, wow, we're going to be blessed today. There might even be some rain, and our grass will go greener because they're on a drought thing here. And it's just how you look at things. And it takes practice. So if someone falls back into that space, catch yourself in the act to reframe those words from, you know, I can't, I'm not good enough, I should. We do that a lot. I should be more successful. I should be making more money. I should be at the top of my company. When you should yourself, you are actually scolding yourself versus I choose to find a way to make that happen. This is something that if I focus on it, I will find a way. There's a whole new world out there when people take control of this whole vocabulary thing.
That's very good. And with that vocabulary, you also mentioned two key words, separating the emotion from the logic.
Yes.
And focusing from a logic perspective of how to overcome that obstacle.
You've got it, because, you know, it's funny. I had somebody say to me one time, you never get mad. You know, I never see you mad. And the thing is I learned a long time ago, when you go to a high-level emotion like anger, you cannot think clearly. So, you know, when everybody else around me could be, you know, screaming mad, I'm the one that is coming up with solutions because my mind is clear. I just don't go there. I found that out, that anger does not serve me, and it won't serve anybody around me. So keeping the emotion out of it, that is the negative emotions. There's nothing wrong with positive emotion. Fun is a great emotion. Joy is a great emotion. You know, but think about the difference in how you feel when you're joy-filled and when you're overwhelmed. Think about the difference when you're happy and when you're angry. You know, where would you rather be? I absolutely choose joy-filled and happy any day. And when I have an opportunity to just get angry about something, I actually reframe the whole picture in my own mind.
Well, Nikki, that is phenomenal insight in reference to helping someone, helping our listeners, you know, become that obstacle buster and be able to move to that next level. So if you knew someone, which I'm sure you do, but if you knew someone that was launching a direct selling business, what bit of advice would you share with him or her?
Well, there's some really good information on the website, so I'm going to send them there, and then I'll share a little bit about it. You want to go to dswa.org, and then go to our community, and then there's a place called Find a Company. So dswa.org, community, find a company. Right at the top of that page, it lists 8 tips for selecting a company. And you see, that's a big part of it. If somebody is looking at coming into direct selling, they've got to find the company that matches them, not just the one where some of my friends say, oh, you're going to make a lot of money. That may not be your need or your desire at that point in your life. So you want to select a product that you love and that you'd be excited to share with others. Most people can't fake excitement about a product. And what generally happens if you're not excited about the product, all you do is talk about the opportunity and the money. And that will turn a lot of people off. So make sure that you're excited about that product and it's something that you would be passionate about. And then don't rush the decision. Select a few favorites and then research them. Go ask people about them. Go online. Study them. Know what they're about. Know if they have a network marketing attorney, because if they don't, they're going to be in trouble down the road. So you've got to do some homework on them. Inquire about their training programs, because I'm going to tell you something. If a company does not have a good training program, then you, as the leader, are going to have to be doing the development of those training programs. So it is important that any company that you look at has a fast start, you know, what do I do in my first 30, 60, 90 days, has, you know, a regular consultant guide, has teleclasses, has new leader guide, leader's guide, you know, leadership training, the events. Those types of things are critical to the development of people, because if the company doesn't have it, again, you are the one that will be responsible for developing those people. And then you want to talk to distributors who are in the company that, you know, that you're considering. So find out what they feel, what they think are the strengths and weaknesses. Another piece is to really be clear about all the startup costs and understand the ongoing sales requirements. What is the minimum monthly maintenance, if there is one, or the quarterly, you know, purchases that are sales that you must make? You've just got to be really clear, because you don't want any surprises on that. And particularly, I will tell you, for women, many times what happens is, you know, we sit down with someone and they say, oh, I'm just doing this new skincare and I love it and it's just so much fun and I know you'd be good at it. And you go, oh, okay, great, I'll do it. You go home and your husband says to you, well, you're doing what? You're starting a company? Well, how do you make money? And the girl goes, well, I really don't know that, but, you know, the lady was so nice, and she just had these really cute shoes, and we just had such a good time, and I can't wait to sell this product. You're going to get laughed out of there. So I'm saying to you, be clear. How do you make money? Know the process. And it doesn't mean you have to have every answer, but you've got to have enough that at least you can tell your spouse that you made an intelligent decision in choosing to be part of the direct selling profession. So learn about the company, their mission, their vision, and the founders. Who owns that company? Do they have any lawsuits out on them? There's just things like that that you can check online. And then as you narrow your selection, talk again with other distributors who will be your team members, who you're thinking about inviting, and ask them what they think about the product so you know if this is a good match. So those are some of the basics. You know, if you're really looking at coming into the business, know what it's about, but more than that, really understand, I am proud to be in the direct selling profession. I am proud to be part of this profession. And there are people that are out there that do not understand or know why this is such a great place to find a career. And you've got to feel that and get to that place. It may not be immediately, but it'll be over time. So know what makes this such a unique place and why this career opportunity, you know, supports 56 million people around the world.
Exactly, and it continues to grow almost daily, isn't it? Within the economy that we're working in today.
Absolutely. Right now, we are hitting a very strong surge. You know, when we started another website called DSWADiversityCenter.com, DSWADiversityCenter.com, because we are reaching out to three segments of the population that have been a little bit left behind. One is the young people, 30 and younger. As a profession, we must all band together to reach out to that 30 and younger group so that they see what a great opportunity this is. Many of those students are graduating from college and they can't get a job within their degree and they're floundering. And here is a wonderful place they can use. Whatever they learned in school, I can tell you they can use it in this business. So we are going into universities, colleges, high schools to reach out to that segment of the population. The second group is the individuals of color, because we are missing a lot in African-American community. We just did an ebook to help people in sponsoring into that segment. We're starting a Spanish site so that we'll be able to reach into the Hispanic-speaking groups. The whole idea is that we need to see more color in that room. When I'm standing in front and I look out there and the room is all Caucasian. We've got to make a bigger effort in that. The third area is the 60 plus. And many people, including my sister who most of my life said to me, Nikki, you need to get a real job. You need security. All my life she said that to me. I've been an entrepreneur. Well, 2 weeks before her retirement, they laid her off. 2 weeks. Now, that's happening to thousands of people around the world, but particularly in America and Canada. And so what's happening is those folks go to the employment office, and there are no jobs. Nobody wants to hire a 60-year-old. And their retirement funds, if they had any, are eaten up with what's happened in the last few years. So we have a whole segment of the population that has a lot of life in them, that has a lot of passion and a desire to give back, who could do extremely well in the direct selling world. So don't look past those people. Bring them on board and let them see that their wisdom can make a big difference in your organization.
Well, what authors have influenced you in your business?
You know, I thought about that a lot, and I've been very blessed. Well, one thing, my husband is an avid reader, and he reads every single book that's out there practically, and so he gives me the cliff notes, or he says, here's one you've got to read. So I get a lot of the current things that are out there. I just got a whole lot of books from B.J. Gallagher that are just wonderful, and we're going to have some of those up on the website. But I really believe what's influenced me the most is the Bible, is John Maxwell. And Mark Victor Hansen has influenced me in a lot of ways, too. He's actually on our advisory board for DSWA.
Very good. Well, I believe that success leaves clues. So those, I appreciate you sharing that list, because that also leaves clues for others to continue breaking through those obstacles.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you don't have to do it alone. See, that's the good part. Lots of people think, You know, in fact, I used to say, if it is to be, it is up to me. I said that a lot for many years. And what I didn't understand is I don't have 100% control over that. And sometimes I thought, really, he didn't get it. And I would run out front and say, you don't have all the info, and that's why I'm going to show you where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to show you what I'm supposed to do. And I would just charge on. And one day I realized if I just followed, I'd have much greater success in life. And I let go of that, and I just listen.
Mm. That's a very good shift in reference to where you've moved from.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the future hold for you? Are you developing any special projects now?
Oh, gosh, Warren. I just love my life, and I'm so excited for the future. I'm excited for the future for our profession. I'm excited for the future for our team and our family. You know, we're a virtual company, so our entire team works from their homes, just like direct sellers do, from Wales to Hawaii and Michigan and, I mean, just everywhere, Canada. And the people that we have on our team continue to grow and just learn and give that. So we have a bright future. We're redoing our website right now. I'm meeting with a man on Tuesday to take that to the next level. So we're updating and cleaning up and reorganizing and having really a clear path for people when they come to the site to say, you know what, I'm a visitor. I want to know what you're about. Go here. And that's going to be a very simple process. We'll also have all the flags because our intent is, and we're starting right now, to license the DSWA in foreign countries and in other languages, starting first with English, Canada and Australia, but then going on into the Spanish marketplace, which is a huge, huge opportunity. I just was on a call with some folks from Colombia, Bogota yesterday, and what's going on in that country is pretty phenomenal. So I know that we're going to continue to develop products, services, resources. Our insurance program is expanding for people. We're now going to have product liability insurance and event liability insurance and things like that. What's happening, actually, Warren, is people are coming to us to say, I want to support the direct selling profession and the people in it. And how can we work together? So we have a lot of joint ventures that we're working through. Another thing that we're doing is our nonprofit is going to have a whole new wonderful road to it. Part of it is, you know, we're doing all of our chapter programs through the nonprofit, but we are doing a scholarship program through that where we will have scholarships for those folks that want to get into direct selling. We will also have scholarships for children whose parents are direct sellers. I have a sister who put two of her children through college on a direct selling income as a single mom, and I know what a stretch that was for her. We want to make a difference for people and support them through that. These entrepreneurs, I want them to be proud, and I want their children to say, you know what, I got this scholarship because my mom and dad are in the direct selling profession. And I just think that's going to be so exciting. So what we're doing with the nonprofit also is on a much larger scale, we'll have in every state or area, we will have a coordinator that will coordinate the chapters as well as they will go in there to the universities, colleges, high schools, and employment services in that state to educate them about the direct selling profession. And we will give everybody, when we go in there, one of our books, our Build a Big books, because that's a very great tool to educate them. And I think it's going to see a massive increase in what happens in direct selling. On top of that, one of the projects I've got to share is we have a new book that's going to come out, and it will be out in October at our Leaders Retreat, which will be taking place in Scottsdale, Arizona. So that's another exciting thing.
Well, very good. It does sound like you have a lot of exciting projects, and I appreciate all the work and effort that you are doing in the direct selling profession.
Thank you. And you know what? It wouldn't be possible without people like you supporting the individuals and having the vision to have a program like this to educate people. And, you know, there's some people that are listening to this today that may say, whoa, I didn't understand what direct selling was. And there are other people that said, oh, I thought it was one of those pyramid things. I want you all to understand this. Direct selling is a profession filled with professional people who have an entrepreneurial spirit, who have a desire to create more, do more, become more in life. They are visionaries, people who want more for their families, for themselves, and are willing to do what it takes. Because you see, many of them start with a full-time job doing this on the side. And that isn't easy. And you're away from your family during that time. But the benefit to you long-term is that you will be able to have that time you want with your family at some pathway along that journey, because you are building a business from home for the right reasons.
Well, very good. Well, Nikki, if our listeners would like to connect with you, what's the best way for them to reach you? Either you've mentioned your website, is your website or email. What's the contact information you'd like our listeners to know?
Well, definitely we'd love to have them visit the website. And actually, there's two of them there. And one is www.dsindirect.org, dswa.org. And the other is dswadiversitycenter.com. So those two different websites. If you have questions for me, you can write to Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, at dswa.org. And we'd love to hear from you and support you in your vision. Visit a chapter someplace around the country. A lot of good training takes place at those meetings. And meet other direct sellers and learn why this is such a great place to be.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Nikki, for being with us today and really sharing your insight in how to become an obstacle buster.
Well, thank you. And you also have been an obstacle buster and are a great example for other people.
Well, thank you, Nikki. Enjoyed our call today.
Bye.
To learn more of how to overcome your obstacles and rapidly achieve success, go to awakeningsignificance.com. awakeningsignificance.com.